The setting was different, but the issues and the questions remained the same. President Bush picked Chicago to hold a solo news conference today, and foreign policy was again in the spotlight. The president urged patience when it comes to confronting North Korea, and he downplayed hopes for a United Nations resolution that would threaten sanctions. NPR's David Green reports.
The White House seemed determined to make the point that President Bush escaped the echo chamber of Washington. Inside a Chicago museum, he stood in front of a blow-up photo of the Windy City. On TV, it almost looked like he was somehow hovering above Lake Michigan.
I'm sure you're wondering why I would have a press conference in Chicago. It's a fabulous city.
Coming here gave him a chance for exposure in a major media market away from what the White House has described as the negative Washington press. But if getting away from tougher questions was the president's goal, it didn't happen today. Much of the session focused on the standoff with North Korea. The president said that if the long-range missile tested this week was aimed at the U.S., he's reasonably sure the country's missile defense system could have shot it down. As for how to end the stalemate, Mr. Bush sounded a little impatient with Russia and China. Those two countries are balking at the idea of threatening sanctions against the Stalinist regime.
You know, some nations are more comfortable with sanctions than other nations. And part of the issue we face in some of these countries is that they've got economic interests. And part of our objective is to make sure that national security interests, security of the world interests, trump economic interests. And sometimes it takes a while to get people focused in the right direction.
Back during the run-up to the Iraq War, Mr. Bush was criticized for acting too quickly and without enough partners. The president said today that when it comes to North Korea, he's not going to get caught in the trap of sitting at the table alone. He said he's going to give diplomacy time. Suzanne Malveaux, a CNN correspondent, pointed out that it's been a while already.
It was 4 years ago that you labeled North Korea a member of the Axis of Evil. And since then, it's increased its nuclear arsenal, it's abandoned six-party talks, and now these missile launches.
Let me ask you a question. It's increased, that's an interesting statement. North Korea has increased its nuclear arsenal. Can you verify that?
U.S. officials believe that since 2002, North Korea has been reprocessing plutonium for nuclear weapons. Mr. Bush said he didn't dispute the reporter's characterization. But things got a little testy when Malveaux asked the president if his North Korea policy has been a failure.
Suzanne, these problems didn't arise overnight, and they don't get solved overnight. It takes a while. Again, I think if you look at the history of the North Korean weapons program, it started probably in the 80s. We don't know. Maybe you know more than I do about increasing the number of nuclear weapons.
One of the local reporters in the room challenged Mr. Bush on high gas prices. He said polls show most Americans disapprove of his handling of the issue, and he asked the president if he should pay more attention to it.
Why not call for an emergency energy summit and lift the issue to a higher priority?
Well, I thought addressing the issue at the State of the Union was pretty much lifting it to a high priority. When you include it in the State of the Union, it means it's a top priority, and it is.
Of course, Social Security overhaul was the State of the Union priority the previous year, and no one's talking about that anymore. Another Illinois reporter asked Mr. Bush about the afternoon fundraiser he was doing for the GOP candidate for governor of Illinois.
An aide to Judy Topinka was quoted as saying that given your low approval ratings in the polls, they prefer you to come here in the middle of the night.
If someone made the comment, the president said, it didn't work.
I'm coming to lunch. I think it's going to be a pretty successful fundraiser.
But the reporter didn't let the president duck the question, which is, even though Mr. Bush was raising a ton of cash for Topinka, do his low poll numbers pose a risk to her and other Republicans?
That's up for the candidates to decide.
One political analyst from the Chicago Tribune summed up Mr. Bush's visit this way. You can take the president away from Washington, but you can't take Washington away from the president. David Green, NPR News, Chicago.